This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Mesabi East High School Auditorium in Aurora, Minnesota, just a few miles up from the Laskiainen Finnish Lighting Festival in nearby Pela. We're nearing the end of our show. There's a little bit left to do. To any outside observer, Laskiainen might seem buried in a very cold, desolate time of year in northern Minnesota, and that's because it is. But remember, we aren't here just to celebrate the middle of winter. We're here to celebrate that winter's on its way out. Very slowly. Months to go yet, but the ball is rolling. It's starting to happen. It's the month of cookie dough snow. You know what cookie dough snow is in the parking lot? It's the mud mixed with snow. It looks just like beautiful chocolate chip cookie dough, only if you eat a tube of cookie dough snow, you will get lead poisoning. And you really shouldn't do that. Midwinter can be brutal and cold in northern Minnesota. It's a test, really, of our faith, of our spirit, our wits, and, of course, our winter gear. Unfortunately, this time of transition between the depths and the dregs of winter is when cold weather clothing starts to go missing. By now, gloves have been removed and placed in pockets more times than Charlie Sheen's underwear. Hats have been worn so long, I tell you, that they are beginning to get people hair. Scarves have spent more time lost in the back seat than two teenagers trying to make out in snow pants. There's some sound on that. So by now, our winter clothing is disappearing on us, right when many of the stores have cleared out all the winter gear. It's time of year always gets me thinking, life must be pretty scary for a lost glove or a missing hat. Just imagine the heartache of the missing mates.
If I hear from him.
Or the confusing emotions when mittens are reunited.
You're home! Right, Mitten? I was so worried.
I'm fine. Dumb hand forgot to put me back on.
Well, I'm glad the hands went back in to look for you. Where were you?
Nowhere. Really?
Nowhere? What do you mean? I was so worried.
I was just in the lost and found.
The lost and found? Hon, I don't mind saying, that's a den of sin. What were you doing there?
It's just where I got put. It's not like I've got legs. I'm a mitten. They picked me up on the playground and put me there.
The playground? You were in the lost and found by the playground? That's the worst one. What happened?
Nothing happened. I was with Scarf. You remember Scarf, right?
Really? I'm supposed to believe that? Scarves are enablers. They'll cover up anything.
Nothing happened that I could control.
Who was she?
Who?
Who was she?
All right. Fine. I was laying there, minding my own business, when some new hands came and picked me out of the box. I went to the playground with someone else. She was a pink glove.
A pink glove. I can't believe you.
She didn't mean anything. She was just some glove from a box.
What was it like?
It was different. She had fingers. To tell you the truth, it was all pretty confusing.
I'm going to try to forgive you, but it's going to take some time.
Honey, I don't ever want us to be separated again. I have something to ask you. Will you be attached to me with a cord?
Oh, right, Mitten. Yes, yes. Oh.
I think those crazy kids just might make it. Midwinter means more than just lost mittens, though. The air is dry. Furnaces are running constantly. It's an ideal environment for static electricity. Ooh, you know what I mean, that electrical zap you feel when you shuffle your socks across carpet. As soon as you touch metal, the phone, the remote, or someone else, ow! After a few weeks, you live in constant fear of static shock. It's enough to make people change their behaviors.
I've got a good feeling about this, young man. I think you'll be a fine addition to the law firm of Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Thank you, sir. I think you'll see that my qualifications are in line with what you're looking for, and I'm ready to start right away.
Great. All we have to do is shake hands to seal the deal.
I'd rather not.
You'd rather not, but you've almost got the job. I'm old-fashioned. You've got to give a firm handshake or no deal.
It's just, this place has carpet, and you're wearing a wool suit, and, well, sometimes in...
Put it there or take a walk, kid.
Okay, but I'm just saying that... Oh, sir! Sir, are you okay? Does anyone have aspirin? Do I still have a job?
Mr. Jenkins? What happened?
I shook his hand and the static shock knocked him out.
Oh, not again. Let me run over to his desk and call 911.
Oh, don't shuffle your feet or else you'll get... Oh, geez. This job market is real tough for millennials.
It's not just the office.
Come here, my darling girl. It's time for Mommy to give you kisses before bedtime.
No, Mommy. No kisses.
Come now. What's wrong with some?
Mommy, no.
I must, my dear. You are my daughter. I must give you kisses. Ah, jeez. Hon, her little heart stopped again.
I'll get the crash kit. Clear!
That's right. Spring is just around the corner.
I'm okay.
She's all right, everyone.